Welcome to Wealth Simplified, your guide to navigating the intricate world of wealth. Whether you're a first-generation wealth creator or a steward to multi-generational wealth, we want to make the complex simple and the vision clear. Join us as we unravel strategies and perspectives behind building, sustaining, and preserving wealth, empowering you with the knowledge and confidence to shape a secure financial future. Let's get to it. The following presentation by Waldron Private Wealth is intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the presentation serves as a receipt of or a substitute for personalized investment advice from Waldron or any other investment professional of your choosing. Please see additional important disclosure at the end of this presentation, a copy of Waldron's current written disclosure brochure discussing our advisory services and fees is available upon request at www.waldronprivatewealth.com.
Hello, hello, and happy new year from your friends at Waldron Private Wealth. This is Samantha, and you are listening to What the Finance, our mini episodes within the Wealth Simplified podcast. Given that it is a brand new year, I wanted to kick off the start of 2024 with an episode dedicated to starting the year off on the right foot. I want to provide you guys with six ideas that you can do right now to help you set the stage for financial success in the new year. Let's get into it. Idea number one. The absolute first thing that I want you to do is analyze your current financial picture. If you do not know where you currently stand, how will you know what direction you need to head? You won't. You need to orient yourself to your location. So I want you to spend some time digging up all of your year-end financial statements from your banks to your investments, your 401k, your mortgage, etc. And I want you to draw up a net worth statement. Take note of the value of all of your assets, back out your liabilities, and see where you sit. I also want you to dig through your credit card statements and figure out exactly how much money you spent last year. And better yet, figure out where you spent your money. Use the data that you gather to draw some conclusions and set goals for the coming year. Ask yourself, how's your retirement savings? How's your debt to asset ratio? How much money did you spend eating out last year? And what can you do differently this year so that next year you are in a better financial position than you are today? Idea number two. The next thing I want you to do is take a look at your annual savings and contribution rates. Every year, the IRS announces new contribution limits for tax-advantaged employee benefits and retirement plans. That means that the amount of money that you put away into your 401k, your IRA, your FSA, and your HSA has likely increased alongside inflation. My recommendation, where possible, you should max out these tax-advantaged vehicles. So take a look at your salary deferrals, take a look at your systematic investment plan, and make tweaks where necessary. One additional thought here, oftentimes employees get an annual salary increase that takes effect on the first of the year. I really encourage you to consider allocating that increase directly to your savings. The reality is that most of the time when people get a raise, they make subtle increases to their lifestyle that consume their excess income. But if you allocate that excess income directly to savings, you won't feel like you experienced any changes to income. You'll actually be forced to keep your lifestyle spending exactly where it is. And I know this isn't super fun, but this strategy will allow you to accumulate your savings quickly. Trust me. Idea number three, conduct a property and casualty insurance review. This is a sneaky one that I think falls off the radar for many people. Oftentimes, we have our insurance policies on auto draft or auto renew settings, and that puts coverage sort of out of sight, out of mind. Now, that said, the insurance space is a fickle beast. Things are constantly changing and evolving. I'm sure you guys have noticed home values and asset values have been appreciating rapidly, and so have conditions in our environment. Think about the increases we've seen in natural disasters, forest fires, the like. And with that, you're going to see rates and coverage restrictions also changing. So get this reviewed by a trusted insurance partner. And while you are at it, please get yourself an umbrella policy. They are cheap and they are absolutely invaluable. Idea number four, review and update your beneficiary designations. this is a good one. And it's easy. So much can change over the course of a year. There are marriages, divorces, death, births, relationship fallouts, you name it. And we want to make sure that the good, the bad, and the ugly is reflected in our beneficiary designations. As a reminder, life insurance, annuities, and retirement accounts pass outside of your will. These assets pass according to the beneficiary designations named within the policy or the account. So you need to make sure that these are updated at least annually to ensure that your wishes are reflected. One final reminder, you do not want to name a child as the primary beneficiary of a policy. Instead, you should name a custodian or a trust for their benefit. Coming up on the end here, two more ideas for you. Idea number 5 is explore alternative investments. We have talked about alternative investments on the pod before, and we are going to have an episode dedicated to investment strategy going into the year ahead. But for now, I want to touch on the importance of alternative investments in a diversified portfolio. Alternatives are assets like real estate, private equity, hedge funds, and commodities that have a low correlation of return with traditional assets found in the broad markets. And adding alternatives to your portfolio can actually help reduce the overall risk of a portfolio and even stabilize your returns over the long term. Now, like anything else, it's important to note that these investments may not be appropriate for every investor. Many alternative investments are illiquid in nature and may have lockup periods that prevent you from accessing your capital for a set period of time. So these are not investments that should be considered for short-term allocation needs. They need to fit your goals. They need to fit your risk tolerance. Last but not least, idea number 6, master the art of negotiation. This is a fun one. I mentioned in idea number 1 that you should be sitting down and reviewing your annual expenses. While you're doing that, I want you to take note of any recurring or subscription-based expenses you incur. So things like cable, internet, satellite radio, Netflix. Oftentimes, these services have sneaky annual increases that hit your bank account without notice from the provider. And if you're not paying attention, you will not even notice the price inflation. This takes a little bit of time and a lot of patience, but sit down and call your service providers. When you're prompted by the operator asking how to route your call, say, "Cancel my service," and be amazed at what the retention team is willing to offer to keep your business. I've actually gotten AT&T to lower my bill, send me free phone cases, provide me with free signal boosters. I've had SiriusXM lower my monthly subscription from the quoted $13 a month on their website to $6 a month. And I just lowered my Xfinity by $15 a month. So give it a whirl. And if you need a little support, consider reading the book Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss. This book really dives into the art of negotiation and is a fan favorite of Waldron employees. There you have it. 6 ideas for getting your 2024 off to a strong financial start. I want to wish you guys a very happy and prosperous 2024. And if you have any questions pertaining to your unique financial situation, please reach out to us at podcast@waldronpw.com. Until next time.
If you're in need of wealth management planning and advice, we'd love to connect with you. You can reach out to us directly at podcast@waldronpw.com. The previous presentation by Waldron Private Wealth was intended for general information purposes only. No portion of the presentation serves as a receipt of or a substitute for personalized investment advice from Waldron or any other investment professional of your choosing. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risks, and it should not be assumed that future performance of any specific investment or investment strategy or any non-investment related or planning services, discussion, or content will be profitable, be suitable for your portfolio or individual situation, or prove successful. Waldron is neither a law firm nor accounting firm, and no portion of its services should be construed as legal or accounting advice. No portion of the video content should be construed by a client or prospective client as a guarantee that he or she will experience a certain level of results if Waldron is engaged or continues to be engaged to provide investment advisory services. A copy of Waldron's current written disclosure brochure discussing our advisory services and fees is available upon request or at www.waldronprivatewealth.com.